When Amy Tan's first book, The Joy Luck Club, was published in 1989, it was hailed as something more than just a terrific first novel. It was a watershed event for Asian American literature. Now it's become a movie, directed by Wayne Wang, who made Chan Is Missing and Eat a Bowl of Tea. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
This is one of the most faithful literary adaptations in recent memory, which is no surprise, since the book's author co-wrote the screenplay. And yet, something has gone terribly wrong. Amy Tan's delicate tapestry of interwoven stories is still beautifully structured, but instead of being mysterious and touching, the way it was in the novel, it all feels hollow and aggressive. The movie's a tearjerker, in which the jerking is more in evidence than the tears. The scene is still San Francisco, where four aging Chinese-born women get together week after week to play mahjong and swap tales of life back in China before the revolution. Their grown-up American-born daughters, meanwhile, struggle with their own troubles, mostly with the gang of witless stooges and soulless yuppies that pass in this movie for men. The mothers are all tigers who terrify and dominate their daughters, but the daughters have inherited none of their fighting spirit. In fact, the movie's subtext comes to seem a little peculiar. In flashbacks, we watch the mothers when they were young, fighting sadistic husbands and barbaric traditions and the hardships of revolution, and then we're presented with their daughters, whose big problem turns out to be the one Gloria Steinem has most recently made famous. They lack self-esteem. Mom to the rescue, usually with a big speech like this one, given by mother Linda Liu to Rosalind Chow, who plays her daughter.
I tell you the story because I was raised the Chinese way. I was taught to desire nothing, to swallow other people's misery, and to eat my own bitterness. And even though I taught my daughter the opposite, still, she came out the same way. Maybe it is because she was born to me and she was born a girl, and I was born to my mother and I was born a girl. All of us like stairs. One step after another, going up, going down, but always going the same way.
Amy Tan's novel has its speechifying moments too, but it's never as corny as that. And this movie really shoots itself in the foot. Women's lack of self-esteem is a real problem in this country, but the movie unintentionally trivializes it by presenting it alongside starvation and child murder and ritual suicide back in China. The Joy Luck Club is seamlessly told, handsomely shot, occasionally rather gripping, but it sells its emotions so hard and so insensitively that you back away. Director Wayne Wang has turned Tan's lyricism into something pious and plodding, and worse, humorless. Wherever Tan's book was serious, the movie's downright solemn. And where the novel was subtle, the movie is thunderously obvious. The acting is a mixed bag, but at least the mix is instructive. If there are lame and amateurish performances here, and there are also a handful that are thrilling. Watching Asian actresses like Tsai Chin and Lisa Liu and Qiu Qin, you feel as though you'd come across buried treasure. Treasure that the mainstream cinema should have unearthed a long time ago.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.